T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
With us here on a Thursday afternoon, 1:34 on KMBZ. We heard a lot about body cameras yesterday coming out of Kansas City, Missouri police. We also, at this time yesterday, had Kansas City City Councilman Eric Bunch on the line with us, talking a lot about the police department. And we certainly wanted to look at, for lack of a better term, the other side, or just get some wider perspective on what's going on locally with police. And so we are pleased to have joined on the line with us Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief Rick Smith is making some time. Thanks a lot, Chief. Good to talk to you.
Well, thanks. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Let's start with you where we started with Councilman Bunch yesterday. I'm going to read to you how that interview started, and we're going to play for you the councilman's response, because that's, rather than us tell you what he said, it's probably better also for listeners that missed it can hear his response. So the reason that the councilman initially came on the air with us yesterday was during the show, as we are active on Twitter, we had seen him tweet this quote on his Twitter account. Homicides are at an all-time high, and officer brutality is common under Rick Smith's leadership. Enough is enough. Chief Smith should resign or be fired. And I asked the councilman what prompted him to say that on Twitter.
You know, it's been a rough few years, I would say, especially this year in Kansas City in regards to public safety. We've seen ever-increasing homicide rates. Just 2020 was a record year. Following a near record year and a near record year prior to that and a near record year prior to that in terms of homicides. And, you know, under just that alone says that we're not doing, whatever it is we're doing isn't working. Violent crime is rampant in this city, and we have got to be doing something different in order to see changes. We saw a dip in homicides a few years ago, actually doubled down into the double digits for the first time as long as I can remember. But we've quickly ratcheted back up, and we're now at an all-time high. And you know, if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same results. And it's clear that we're not willing, this police department, under the leadership of Chief Smith, is not willing to make the necessary changes to see those homicide rates come down.
So that was Eric Bunch on the show yesterday. Chief Smith, I'm just going to give you the floor. He said a lot in that minute or so. What's your response to him calling for you to step down?
Well, you know, we have had a record year of homicides and violence overall. There's no doubt about that. I would say that we're trying many things here. You know, the social workers bringing in, when I became chief, you know, was one way of looking at how to try to interject another approach to our families and people out there who are in need, to try not to look always at the criminal justice system, but what else can we do to help people out, and a reference for officers to go to try and find other means, a helping means. So I would say we are trying things. One of the things that we participate in since I've been chief here is Public Safety Partnership through U.S. Department of Justice, which is a national program that is a violence reduction program that goes over best practices in the country. And through that, we have taken their lead. They've come in and evaluated, done audits, also gone to other cities, find out what's working, what's not. It's how we got our shoot review project here in the police department that we implemented last year. It's also how we looked at, do we go after groups of violent offenders, or do we go after specific people, and which one is the better model to look at. All of that has come through the public safety partnership, even the mayor's four pillars that he derived from how he would like to see violent crime in this city addressed came from that exact same group. So I would say that this police department is committed to making whatever changes we need to make to try and decrease violent crime, but we're doing so in a very calculated way under the guidance of some of the top people in the country who deal with this issue every day and trying to use best practices to come out. Now, I will say there's a challenge here. As we put out in the blog, 69 of our largest cities in America saw a 20% increase in homicides. So this is not just a Kansas City, Missouri issue. This is a nationwide issue that we're all trying to tackle. And I'm sure every single one of those cities had another program to reduce violence just the same as we had. No one, and I don't think any police department across the city is saying, hey, let's just let violent crime run without us trying to do anything. I think we're all trying to do what we think will work the best to have an effect on violent crime.
Given the feedback that you've gotten from inside the department, is everybody on board? I mean, is the department of one vision looking forward to say, okay, these are the things that we're going to try, and our detectives and our sergeants and our rank and file officers are all on board with the direction that we're taking here? Or is there some dichotomy of opinion about how best to tackle this problem inside?
Oh, I think there's good professional think about, is this working? Is this not working? Could we do this better? Could we enhance this? Should we apply more pressure here or there? Absolutely. Do we sit down and try and send a consistent message throughout the department that this is what we're doing and why we're doing it? Absolutely. But, you know, I was a young officer out in the streets, too, and I always wondered, hey, I wonder how come we're making this move versus this move over here. And, you know, when I was young in the streets, we did gun suppression program, which became a national paper about suppressing guns in the city and how to go about that, and does that reduce crime? And so I was able to partake in some of these academic studies and why it happened. And so I think it's a constant evolving an evaluation of what we're doing, and I think we're going to do that again this year and say, hey, what are some of the takeaways that did work last year? I will tell you that out of those 69 police departments that experienced increased violent crime, most of them saw a decrease in their clearance rates. We buck the trend on that. The national clearance rate is about 60% in the country right now. We were at 73% when we closed out the year. We went the opposite direction. Our clearance rate, even with the record year, went up instead of down. So we do have some things that were working well, and we'd like to capitalize on that and continue.
Forgive me I feel like years run together. Last year was the year that we also had federal help, correct? So how much of that is accounted for in having, that was 2020, where we had help from the feds. So how much of that was, you know, with the feds' help?
Yes, I agree. I think, again, that was a Department of Justice program. Operation Legend came out of Department of Justice. We were picked as the model city to start the program. It was repeated, I believe, in 7 or 11 other cities across the nation. We were the first, and then the other programs were modeled after us. I do think it made a difference. I think bringing the resources in, looking at the crime, you know, one of the things we talked about in depth today was not just that it brought in detectives, but it brought in analysts, and it brought in forensics, and it brought in all kinds of resources where we could do things much faster than we were able to do them before we had those resources. Not that they wouldn't have got done, but we could do them much more timely. And I think that made a true difference in when we look at violent crime and how fast we can close those crimes and actually send a message out there that if you do violent crime, you will get caught quickly. And so I think that really helped us set a tone. If you looked at the blog I put out, you will see at the end of the year, we trended way down. We had 10 less homicides than we had the last quarter of the following year. So we were trending in the right direction.
There is a way, I think, to do constructive criticism, and I wonder if that's going on here. It's one thing for somebody, for Eric Bunch or anybody on the council to call for the chief to resign or the chief to be forced out. Is there an idea that goes along with that? Are they saying, this is what you're not doing and this is why we disagree with you? Or do they just say, what you're doing isn't working, so you need to go?
Well, I think we have both. I think Mr. Bunch pointed out to the violent crime. specifically. My job is to constantly work on this day in and day out, and we do in this department. I will say this department, no one works harder on violent crime in this city than this police department. We're very committed to try and reduce violence in this city. Whether I'm here or someone else is here, I don't think that mission is going to change. I also don't think the success is going to be attributed to one single person overall. I think that there's many influences on this, whether it's the men and women of the department, whether it's the public safety partnership, whether it's review, whether it's courts, whether it's gun laws. There's many factors that will take place that will affect violent crime.
How much influence comes from the fact that Kansas City is the only major police department in the country to be overseen by a commission of state-appointed members and not its local city government?
I think that's a great question, and I think you're going to hear on one side that this is an outdated model. What I'm going to tell you on from this perspective is this should be the model. Many of the largest cities in Canada operate under the same model that we have here. And we have local control. It's a citizen review board, which many people are calling for all over the country, which we have right here in Kansas City, Missouri, as our citizens run that police board. They're appointed by the governor, but they're without political influence. They run the police department based on what they think is best for this city. And I believe that's a true model, and it's a good model, and it's served this city very well. This department has never been under a consent decree, has never been looked at by the feds for wrongdoing. This is a department that has a national reputation. Again, why we were picked to be one of the premier sites for Operation Legend is because of those partnerships with our federal partners. So I would say this governance model has served this police department and our community very well.
But I got to hold your feet to the fire a little bit on that one, because I can hear people screaming this at their radios. And so I'll be the one to ask the question. If this should be the model, why are the numbers so bad?
The numbers are bad.
Why aren't more
America?
Cities doing it in the U.S. is my question. If it's the model and it works so well, why don't more cities do it this way?
Well, I think it's, we got here because of public corruption. I don't know that every city had their police department taken away because the city government was corrupt. Now, granted, that was years ago, but I believe it went back for a short period of time in either the 30s or the 40s, and then went right back. I don't think the idea that it was going to stay under this model forever, but then it went back to the city, and again, the state came in and took it back over. And that was politics in the city being played with the police department. So all I'm saying to you is that the men and women of the police board are committed to running this police department for what's best for this entire city.
I want to talk for a minute about body cameras, because we know that kept you guys pretty busy yesterday in making that announcement. Some of the criticism has been that it took a while to get here. I'll be honest. I kind of assumed we already had them. It seemed like, police departments were spending a lot of energy getting these for a while, and you didn't hear about it for a while. I assumed we already had them, and then learned yesterday we didn't. Tell us about the body cameras that police have now and what some of the policies are going to be for that.
Okay, so So what's happened with the body cameras? Yes, it is a major undertaking. We've always had in-car camera systems, or we've had for years and years and years. But making the shift to body cameras is expensive, right? It's the amount of storage amplified from cars to every single person having a camera is huge. There was always a fiscal tag to getting body cameras. We presented to the city several years in the budget to get body cameras. We were not awarded those body cameras. When we had our protest on the plaza, we had a group of citizens stand up and say, one of the calls was for the police department to have body cameras. Those citizens felt like it was needed so urgently that they would put up to almost $3 million in donations within 48 hours to make sure this police department could be equipped with that technology. So my thanks to the Police Foundation and the DeBruce Foundation and the other donors who gave that money, or we probably would still not have body cameras today. So that happened in May. We went through the process. We had a vendor selection. We approved that vendor selection. We then moved into the implementation. Of course, many police departments are looking to buy body cameras right now. So we got in line with the vendor. We had our first body cameras deployed. We did an initial training session and just a data collection to see how much data, what our thoughts were going to be on how much storage we're going to need moving forward on that pilot program. And then we had our first stage of the implementation in November. I think we just finished up our 340 in our first phase, and we've just got an order of 400 more in, which we will again start implementing as we can get those out on the streets.
Gotcha. So as we look forward, if you can just give us some idea of what maybe some of the functional differences are going to be, because you said you go through this kind of review, you have a bad year, you look at what you did right, you look at what you did wrong. Are there some functional differences you can tell us about how policing is going to be done in Kansas City in 2021?
Sure. Well, one of the things is our collaboration with getting to the heart of the matter. It's a faith-based community initiative, I should say, crime prevention initiative done by Reverend Edwards, Reverend Lindsay, Pastor Cleaver. They are going to lead this community effort with support of the police department, and we're going to go out in the neighborhoods and have some listening sessions and then have some work groups and talk about what we're going to do to work on violent crime in the city. So that is just one aspect. I think on our enforcement side, we're going to continue with our shoot review process, which is looking at every single firearms case in the city. Every week we go through it systematically with all the units involved, our partners, our federal partners, prosecutors in the room. We continue to look at that and where we can make influence on violent felons in this city who are shooting guns. So we will continue that process, and we're looking to enhance that. I think our social workers and how we can use our social workers to most affect the city and to help quell the violence. We do risk for retaliation when we know there's shootings and we think there's going to be another shootings. We're making home visits to say, hey, let's not have a retaliatory offense here. Let the police department take care of it. Let it go through the system. So we have things that we're working on. We will continue. Our youth programming is another thing. We've seen funding come in for that, our youth police initiative, our PAL units. So on many fronts, we are looking at what we can do, not just one front.
Well said, and you wrapped up a lot there in a pretty short period of time, so we appreciate it. We are out of time for the day. I know we could spend quite a bit of time talking to you, and we know you've got a busy day as well, but we appreciate you setting some time aside for us today. Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief Rick Smith.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.